Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
What it do?
What it do?
What? I'm tired. Okay.
Oh, come on, Yans. Yeah. The girls are
That's what I'm feeling.
Sis said no to the what it do.
That's it.
Dang.
Girl. Woo. That's what I'm
feeling. No, I understand. Yeah. Yans, you want to tell the
How
people?
How was your day?
My day was pretty.
You just gonna put me on the spot. Go ahead and tell the people.
Yeah, I was like, woohoo. My day was tricky as well. Like, the one day I get to work from home, there was no Wi-Fi because I guess they were working on the Wi-Fi in the area. Then I went to go get a oil change that took way too long, and you know how you try to get out of working. Or at least I thought I was out. I was like, well, I don't have Wi-Fi. I can't work. I proudly text my boss, but she's one of those people who always has a solution. So, like, if we were friends outside of work and I was like, oh, yeah, like, I don't know. It just came up with an excuse. She'd be like, oh, well, you could just do this. Like, she always has a solution when you don't need her to have it. And I'm just like, friend. Yeah. She was like, oh, well, like you can use your work phone. And your work phone has a hotspot. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at the... get my oil change, and I'm like, oh, sis, I won't be logging on for a while. Then I got home, logged in. God. It was probably almost was like 11. 2 hours. Yeah, I logged in halfway through my work day. So that was interesting. Yeah, I feel like something else happened, but I can't really recall. I worked out today. Hey.
Oh, hey. Look at you.
Yeah, girl. I'm trying to get back in my bag. I noticed that my face is getting a little chunky, and so here I am.
Oh, I don't see that.
Yeah, I was looking at pictures, and I noticed. Okay. It's always in my face. Like, it's annoying.
Y'all said
you're delusional, but okay.
I'm not saying it.
So, you know, the whole 18 minutes a day, truly, I was doing really good. And
okay.
I've realized Mother Nature tends to get me off track. When I'm on my cycle, all bets are off. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not eating right. I'm not working out. Yeah. We're living on the mother sucking edge. And I have to reset every time. I'm just like, yo. So I'm actually, oh, TMI, but hey, and I did it. So pat on the back.
Period. Pat, yeah, two pats.
Two pats.
Okay. Two pats.
Thank you, cuz, for your support.
You're welcome.
As always.
My day was
slamming.
Very, very interesting. Wow. Sorry, girl.
Yeah, you tripping, dog.
Not the way I want to be. I'm sorry. So, at work today, one of the techs and one of the nurses got into a little kerfuffle. Not like physical, but like verbal. She was like, Brandy, I wish you would quit acting like you're the only one working. It's really getting old. And she just stormed out. I was like, oh my. I just grabbed the card and kept walking. The other guy we all just kept walking. I don't want to say anything.
Ooh.
I'm definitely not getting involved. Very awkward. She was flaming too. She's kind
when of- someone says so was it like I'm sorry, was it kind of like a proper lashing? That's what it sounded like. It's getting old. And you can tell it took her all her might to say that, but she ain't say nothing crazy. Dang, that's wild.
She was like, I maybe, when we were walking out, she's like, I may be little, but I don't take no shit.
Oh,
I said, oh, bye.
Stop, sister girl.
I said, let them have it. I just.
Okay.
I don't be getting nobody drama because I need it. I don't be here. I'm not here for that. Whatever you want to tell me, you can tell me. I'll listen to you too. I'll listen to you and you and you.
Oh.
One thing about it, I'm not. Don't tap me in. Tag, I'm out. Girl.
That's mad awkward. Okay.
Very awkward kerfuffle today. And then, you know, I was on the strand on the side of the road. For like an hour.
And I told you that.
Over an hour.
By the grace of our friendship, I will not play you. And at least not today. Thanks. So
it's too soon. Yeah. We're not going to discuss it any further. I was on the side of the road and, you know, it's not my first time. And I'm just pissed off. I mean, I can't be pissed off anybody but myself, but I thought I was in the clear and then I was not in the clear, and that just really did me in.
Dang, because I've never experienced that. Like, I'd be so scared. But they say that when you're on E, you have a certain amount of miles. So I don't know.
Yeah. It told me I had 40 miles.
And it stopped.
Yeah. Well, when I got it, well.
Girl.
That was this morning. I got to work, but I'm assuming if I'm
friend.
When I left, yeah. The thing is, when I left work, I was on the phone. So I know. I could hear the beep go off again. I didn't look at the gas can. I just got in the car and was driving down the highway.
You forgot.
I had my car stopping. Oh my God. And I was like, I forgot. And I was like, yep, I'm out of gas.
So, I mean, how do you, oh man, that sounds scary to me, specifically being on the expressway, because you going 80 and suddenly you start slowing down. You got somebody on your ass. You know what I mean? Oh man.
I had to get over. Thank God I made it to get over. And then I was right at an exit, but my little baby couldn't push any further. So I just said, she tired, boss. And then I walked on the expressway.
Ooh, no.
The exit ramp.
Mm-mm.
Down at, well, okay, girl. This car stopped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And
I'm not going to lie to you. She was a little white angel. Because she did take me up the ramp, across the bridge, and to the gas station.
Across the bridge? So she was about to be on a hike. And you know, it gets dark quicker.
Gas station.
Girl, I'm glad that she did that because she.
But I was nervous.
I would be too.
So I told her my ride was coming, and I just walked back myself.
You know, it's very sad that we live in a day and age where we feel so guarded that we can't even take help from strangers or want to help strangers. I saw this video online yesterday. This guy was just pretending like he ran out of gas, actually. He had like a little thing to hold the gas with him. And he was asking people for a little something. A lot of times before he could even get the question out, they were like, sorry, I don't have any money. And I was just like, man, like to really be in a bad position to have to rely on like the
strangers.
Yeah, just the goodness in humanity. That is tricky nowadays. Like, it's not like it used to be
where,
you know, you can go across the street and borrow some sugar. If somebody was to come across the street and borrow some sugar, baby, I'd be looking at them crazy. I'd be like, bro, you trying to holler? Or I'd just be like, you trying to, what's up? Like, yeah, I would be very suspicious, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
And do people even introduce themselves to their neighbors anymore? Like, you should.
I think, yeah. I say that when I move or, like, when I find a permanent home, I'm definitely going to, I want to be friendly with my neighbors, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you never know.
I mean, I follow this, like, couple on Instagram. They, like, bought a house or whatever, and their neighbors are all friendly. They're all different. They're very diverse. And they're all the neighbors seem to get along. Not all of them, but I just know they do stuff in their neighborhood and they all come together. So I would like that kind of community in the neighborhood that I live in.
Yeah. I enjoy privacy too. So it's like, I mean, your neighbors is the, outside of your family, they're going to know a little something. You know, they might.
Yeah.
I hate when couples argue though and they come outside. That's going to be awkward.
Tricky. Mm-mm. But you know, there's a fine line between too neighborly and like too neighborly. Like, you can become friends with your neighbor, but like Nicole has a neighbor who is like, she like
invasive.
Yeah.
Because it's like they ain't got nothing to do. You just peeking out the window. I mean, honestly, my grandma used to be like that. Like, she would know all the business. And I'm like, grandma, I've never seen you talk to that lady.
She wasn't calling the neighbors, though, was she?
Yeah. Nicole neighbor be calling? Girl, stop calling me.
Girl,
what you want?
Cut that off.
That's kind of weird, though. No, don't be calling that.
Girl.
We don't know each other like that.
She seemed nice at first, and then you start to find out that she's not who she claims to be.
Anyways, and see, and that's the part about strangers. Strangers be dangerous.
Yeah. So, sometimes. Oh, let me tell you about the lady, little white angel.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Picked me up.
Then I told her I had a ride coming because I just too nervous. So I just did not want to tell her that I, you know. So, I got my gas, walked back to my car. Cannot get the gas can open.
Jesus, you gonna yell at us? God. We here for support. That's crazy.
Open.
Do you have nails?
I had to call them.
Were your nails involved? Okay, a little bit. Yeah.
They're long because I need a fill-in and my girl is booked.
I can't do nothing with nails. When it comes to opening shit, it's terrible.
The thing was like tight, and I think I actually put it on back on wrong. Mm. Girl, I had to call it a hero truck.
Okay. I need a hero. And he's gotta be strong.
All right, episode title, I need a hero.
For real, though, seriously. Superman, Batman, come get me.
Let me write this down. Girl. So, I mean, yeah, I just had a rough evening and I just was like, God, I'm tired. I'm just tired. That's it. So, lesson learned again.
Sometimes we have to learn multiple times. I'm still learning many lessons, trust.
I truly forgot, though.
I tried to learn today? I got it
this morning.
When I went to get my oil change, it was more than I expected. I had to get a new filter, and then I was like, I really, my tires rotated. So you hit me about little baby. I wanted to go, okay? Truly. The infant
was real.
Truly. Where y'all gonna be sitting? Truly, actually, I'm sick.
I got a section over from that, but yes.
But still. And so I'm trying to teach myself that I can't be a part of everything. But then I saw this quote and the girl was like, you got one life. Don't be scared to spend no money. And I'm just like, you know what?
And that's the quote I live by.
I just Lord need...
knows I was not supposed to do that. But actually,
I just need to find me a little African life. Prince or something, you know?
Yes. I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like, girl, it's nothing. Like, you want to see a little baby? Bye. You want to see Drake and Cole?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be on the stage. And that's the thing, girl. I'm still going to be looking at the tickets to see Drake and Cole.
I've decided that I am, too. So, for Memphis, I think I am. Cree's already confirmed. Please. I didn't say anything because I'm trying to be responsible. I'm just going to wait to see what it looked like. And I don't know what month is that. Do you know what month they're coming to?
Oh.
One of y'all sent the... I'm sorry, guys. I'll look weird. Start recording, but anyways. Okay. Well, cousin, I hope that your week.
Let me know.
Your week is glitterized in the end, shimmering.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that for us.
Come back, kid. Thank you. Well, you know, a lot of us are getting beat down. And unfortunately, I saw that my girl Kiki has been going through it. And I think that we've already discussed many times that you just can't idolize any relationships that you're not in. I thought this guy was like gentle, nerdy. Like, she talked about how they met. She introduced herself to him. They were at a party. And who we know is Dro from Insecure, which is his older brother. She went to them. She was like, who is that you just came in with? Like, who that? And he was like, my brother. And that's how they met. Like, she went up to him, introduced herself, and the rest was history. And it's just crazy how you just have no idea what you're about to get into sometimes when you meet somebody. Like, you have, like, if we can get a little preview to the remix when we first meet somebody, I'm sure that many of us would just do a little reverse, a little U-turn.
Girl, the world will be a different place.
Yeah. And I don't know what this is meant to be on her journey, but Kiki has always been a voice in the community, a voice for women. And I'm just glad that, I don't think that she intended to speak about this, honestly. I think that this information was actually leaked. Her filing, you know, the restraining order. And so she kind of had to talk. But seeing though that footage of him, even though we couldn't see the actual video, the pictures, wild.
Yeah, you already know.
Not you, yeah. Yoking up
but
my sense.
But you know, when you do a public, right, when you do a public record, it's public knowledge. And so the, like, tabloids and all that, they be looking, like, for stuff like that. So, like, as soon as you do it, like, they can go in there and just see the record. It's public knowledge. So, even if they were looking without trying to find nothing, they found it.
That's crazy.
So, that's...
I cannot be a celebrity. I'm sorry. Like, no privacy at all.
It's too invasive, bro.
I actually had a conversation with Daquan about the pod. Like, I want this pod to be successful. Any other ventures I do, for sure. But it is hard to, like, even the little feedback we got on your video, like, sis, like, what? People are going to just be all in the video. And so my heart just goes out of Kiki right now. Like, she's already been embarrassed in front of the world, told Usher situation. And then here we are again. And that's a very vulnerable state to be in when people see what's really happening behind closed doors to you. You know what I mean? And also this information. Yeah, this information is out there for the world to see. And her son, when he gets older, like, he will be able to see that. And I was just really embarrassed by his brother, Dro, trying to come to defense. Let me see what he said. Cuz over there giggling.
I'm sorry. I was trying not to laugh because I didn't feel like it was a moment. But the way you threw it in and kept.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Shout out to Mandy B. I love when she says that. Are you not embarrassed? I don't have the tweets to go back and forth. I actually did not save that. But basically, he got on social media and he was basically saying that the truth was going to be exposed. And he was saying, like, somebody was hateful and this and that. And you're wondering, who is he talking about? Is he talking about Kiki or his brother? Then you realize he's actually taking up for his brother. And soon the footage was out there and people were like, baby, hush. Like, the footage is out. Your brother was choking up Kiki. We all saw. Haven't heard from him since. And Kiki's mama spoke up, Sharon. Now you got Sharon to speak up. And this man was like, oh yeah, they're gonna see what you said, Sharon. You're gonna be exposed. The threats that you made. Everybody was in the comments like, yeah, And
I, that's my baby. I'll be threatening you too.
Right. And we right beside Sharon. Don't play us like that. I'm just, yeah. Men that gaslight women. He literally told Kiki's mom, because I guess Sharon was like, I reached out to you about this. And what did you do? You said, oh, I used to be the same way.
And he denied that too.
He did.
So I never just told her that.
And the tea came out that him and Dominique Perry, who was also an Insecure, are going through a custody battle with their daughter. She's trying to get full custody and he's trying to get shared custody. And she's also trying to put him on child support.
So he don't need to be talking about nothing, because you got your own business that you need to be tending to.
Manage your own home. But I'm just like, what, the parents, I don't know where they at, but y'all messed up somewhere. Because for both of y'all sons to be going through the cahoots, oh my.
That might have been a product of their environment.
Yeah. And that's a tough one. And I think I'm also, what is his name, like Saronis Jackson? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen him on See the Thing Is a couple times, and he seems so cool, calm, collected. Those, to me, are the worst guys, or the worst type of people that come off like they're kumbaya, but really they're chaotic and toxic.
That's
weird. Oh my gosh.
That's weird. Like, you think everything is good. And
like, yeah, like you're packaged as the good guy.
That's not even a real C.
Wow. So just prayers to Kiki. I know she's gonna come out on top, but I know that Lord, just, that's a lot to go through in front of the world.
Yeah.
In other news, Andre 3000 is dropping an album. What? Oh, out the blue. Wow. And that's it is exciting. Gonna be right. It's completely him playing the flute, so it's gonna be a complete instrumental album. They have been going crazy with the memes on social media. There was a meme Friday.
Okay.
So the 17th. There was a meme. Well, there's just the footage where Lizzo was playing the flute and Megan was in front of her and she just was wow, pop, 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 just twerking, going crazy. That has been going viral. They're saying that's gonna be us on Friday. And then there's this meme with LeBron and 2 Chainz. They just in the studio, like, and all you hear in the background is the Boondocks theme music. Stop. I was like, all right, y'all really on one. So
I'm looking forward to that. That's actually going to be a treat. Like, I think it's really going to ride.
I think so.
It's going to be an album to really vibe to. I'm certain.
You want to know what's funny? I was with my homegirl, and she had us listening to instrumentals, and we both had some gas, and like the scenery was beautiful. We just riding down the interstate. I was like, girl, this sounded good. Like, I was like, girl, sometimes you just don't even want to hear nobody talking. Like, listen, I don't want to hear nobody rapping to me, singing to me, whining. Mm-hmm. Playing me an instrumental. So I was on the train the other day. This man had, I was trying to read Kerry Washington, and this man, so many people in the city just be rapping and talk, rapping out loud, music on speaker. Baby, I turned the instrumental up. Baby, I was in heaven. And I thanked her. I said, thank you, friend, for putting me on to the instrumentals. So shout out to Andre.
Wow. Yes. Ready for that one. Do you prefer books? Like, do you read on your phone or do you read like actual, like the physical book?
Baby. Damn, I ain't got it in front of me. I started a book today. I prefer a tangible book. I started a book today that was so good. I read to chapter 4 while I was waiting on my car. I wasn't really there 2 hours. Wow. I was probably there like a little over an hour. It felt like 2 hours though.
It just felt really long.
It felt very long. Like, I hate going to get my car serviced. I like a tangible book. My eyes burn and cross when I'm reading on a phone. Like,
okay.
I don't like the LED, bro. I like a tangible
book. You seem like you like a tangible book.
Look behind me.
The eyes. You just, the vibe you give me. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
I want to feel the book.
The vibe you give me is, nah, bro, I want to feel it.
Yeah. Come on now. The way I'm trying to feel and connect with these characters, I need to feel the book.
Period. And then sometimes when I read on my phone, it's probably why I haven't finished the book that I'm reading. Mm. But like notifications be popping up and I be getting distracted.
You know, I could see you, Yan, seriously being an audio book girl. And I'm thinking about tapping into that as well because I can listen. And sometimes it's just hard for me to.
I think you told me that before.
Have I? I really do want to try. Like, I've never listened to an audiobook.
Somebody told me I should try audiobook.
Maybe we should do a book together.
Try it. I need to find.
I really want to do a book club.
Okay. QWAJ really book club.
I mean, it can be as a pod.
Wow. How do book clubs work?
From my understanding, there's a shared book, and I think you meet maybe weekly or so, and you discuss so many chapters. Like, okay. So it can either be, I mean, y'all just have to decide what that is, how, like, based upon how thick the book is, and, you know, if it's tiny print, like, what's realistic here? You know what I mean? And then, yeah, you just sit and you chat.
You know what, Jordan? You're on to something.
Yeah, it's like, let's chat and let's expound about this plot. What was Susie doing? Did she murder Bob? She did it.
Jordan, my wheels are turning, and I think we should do, like, a mini-series.
Really?
We should do, like, a little book club. Yeah. That will encourage me to read more.
Okay.
Maybe we both can tap into the audiobook just to see. And then we can have a little book club segment.
Girl, I'm here for it. I'm here.
Where we just have a little chat.
Especially if we're doing some African-American literacy. Oh, that'd be...
Yeah.
I'm trying not to read.
You know what? I'm about to write that down.
African-American literature is some of my favorite, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, just because it's a relatable experience or it helps me to understand more of my experience. But I haven't been reading any. I don't think I've read any really this year. I read a series, but
no Black author. I'm not Carrie Washington.
I've actually, and that was a memoir. Yep, you're right.
Did you finish it?
Absolutely, I did. Yes, I felt so empowered. It was also, I was on a time limit. I was borrowing it, and so I had to return it within a certain time frame. Girl, it was up Friday. I read from 5 to 2 p.m. Like, I had to flip through the pages. I'm doing a lot. I'm sorry.
5 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Wow. I took breaks. I was off work, too. Yeah, I had time. Speaking of books, because...
Okay.
Florida is banning a lot of books, whether it's about LGBTQ, a lot of books that are telling of the experiences of Black people have been banned as well. And some of the books are, I mean, we're talking about like children's literature all the way up to like teen. So crazy. Like some of the children's books, though, crazy. So I saw that there's actually been a uniting of Florida churches, and they are actually teaching African American history. Wow. So this is a pastor of St. James Church. He said, "We will teach our own history." According to historians, this isn't the first time that Black churches have gotten involved in the fight for civil rights, and denying students the ability to learn about Black history definitely qualifies. So there's a church coalition, Faith in Florida, and they have been advocating on behalf of social justice by creating an online toolkit, which includes books, documentaries, and videos related to Black history. So I think that that's really bomb that they have done this. They've made this available. All the information covers the history of the transatlantic slave trade through the civil rights movement up to the killing of George Floyd. Pastor Sharon Riley said, "The church is going to always be an educational institution. We teach people how to live their lives, how to raise their families, how to plan for their future. We teach. That's what we do. So shout out to Black people for continuing to dodge and reinvent. And I just love it. Like, seriously, because one thing you're not going to do is tell me that Black people wanted to be slaves and they were cool with it. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Right. You see the lies going around and you're like, nah, we got to put a stop to this. And I love that for us.
I'm actually kind of upset that we're not more in an uproar. Like, girl, I've actually, like, Israel and Palestine, between that, between what's going on in our own country with our history, I just feel like people should be more upset. Like,
yeah,
I'm actually surprised Black people are not doing more, like, so into the tea, Krishan Rock, you know, punching someone at Tamar Braxton's concert backstage. But what about the books? What about the history?
Yeah. What about the real issues?
The real issues.
Neither of those are our lives.
No. Krishan Rock wilding though. And
it's kind of tragic.
I'm not even going to get into that because I don't know all the tea. But her up there, that was wow. And Tamar out there just singing out. Like, what's going on?
It was Krishan behind her playing with her hair that sent me.
Yeah, she just.
Yeah.
I was like, what? She bent over. I was like, oh man, here we go.
Like, girl, you know better than that. Tony Braxton was like, girl, the struggle.
Yeah, definitely so. Let's see. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was the mill.
Wow. What a wild show. Movie.
Yo. So I didn't know. So Yans, when did you watch the movie? Because I just found this out.
Yeah, for a change, me and Jordan watched the same movie without trying to. So the day that we had the anything but a cup party.
Really?
Yeah, we were cleaning, I was cooking, like, so I was like, yeah.
That's wild.
Put it on. Yeah, it was good.
See, that's a good palate cleansing because I literally had a nightmare.
When did you watch? You watched recently.
What day was that? Dang, it was like 2 days ago. Okay. Y'all, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way to break this. So. Just break down. I'm not going to tell y'all the whole movie, but I definitely think that you... I think it's worth a watch. What do you think? Like, how did you feel about the movie?
Yeah, no, I would definitely watch. It definitely gave me the creeps. Because he just randomly ended up somewhere. I hate how movies end weird, though. That's also how I feel about the other Black girl. But we won't get into that this episode. I just hate how movies and shows end weirdly. Like, there was no real explanation for what he had experienced. And I was like, why did that happen? But it was very creepy. It just gave me creep vibes. I got a little scared. Probably missed a few parts.
Yeah,
but I mean, overall, it was a good movie, but it definitely gave me the creeps more so than I feel like it was a good movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. So, essentially, guys, this film, right? It stars Lil Rel, the comedian, and nothing is funny about this film. So, I was actually impressed. Yeah. I was impressed that he was able to tap into such a serious movie. So this is more of like a sci-fi film. I don't know how y'all feel about that. But basically in this movie called The Mill, it's on Hulu, he wakes up and he is in a cemented prison. And it's seemingly outside, but
I cannot understand.
It's like in a replica of what outside is. So there's a nighttime, there's a daytime, But they were able to, yeah, because there was a scene where they were they made it harder for him because he was having a tantrum. He wanted out. And they pretty much like upped the heat and made it scorching hot. So essentially they were able to manipulate the temperature. But basically, it was him and some other employees. We realized that. So the first night he's hearing screams. He's like, what's going on? The only person he has to talk to is his neighbor through a vent. So he can't see the person, and he's like, where am I? What's going on? This computer comes up, and it basically tells him that he's in this like simulation, and he's in it for his own good. It's to influence his own growth. And he's given a quota to me every day. But basically his quota is to push this big cemented block. And it has a pathway that is basically a circle. And so he has to push it and make a complete circle. That's one quota. So his daily quota is like 50 of those. It's like impossible. Like his hands are like bleeding. It's cement. So his hands are like bruised every day. Yeah. And then basically if you meet your quota, you and everyone else, your quotas are compared. So if you go over your quota, great. But if you have the least amount, doesn't matter that you went over your quota, that you met your quota, you have the potential to be killed. So he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, but each day was just challenging. And it got to the point where he was just like, oh my God, like how long am I in here? Is this my reality? Is there a way out? And he just was challenged to the capacity. And so the film was really about, to me, just how far we go for work. And it's like, as soon as he made it out, he was still in it. Like he was so relieved to speak to his wife and child, but then it was like, you're still at work. That time was crazy. And to be honest, I don't know why I had the nightmare, because I'm not into work like that. Like I can completely separate myself, but like for people that are workaholics,
the setting was creepy. Like, you know what I mean? Like I think that's
okay, honey,
for that nightmare. I don't think it was.
Honey, I woke up. I was like, oh my God. Like it was dark in my room, girl. I was like, oh no. Like, girl. I should have watched a cartoon after. That's usually what I'll do when I'm bothered. I
like to cleanse the palate, yeah, girl.
Absolutely. That or The Office.
And I actually watch stuff in the middle. If I know it's going to be kind of weird, I watch it in the middle of the day.
Right. I watched it dead ass at night. And it's like when I saw sci-fi thriller, you would have thought my ass would have said,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. No. Not at all. So, y'all should definitely check it out. Like that, it's just, if you like Black Mirror's like fantasy, that joint was crazy. Like I would never, but essentially it also was like about, like their company had invested in this computer system. Like one of the guys who helped create the system was imprisoned. Like, and I'm just like, yo, y'all are giving too much credit to computers. Like, why do y'all want computers to think for y'all? We need to go without the internet for a while.
I was about to say, you posted something in our like notes, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, about robots taking over.
Girl, why do y'all want that? Like, do y'all seriously? Do you want robots?
I know
robots,
why companies want it, but I don't know why other like people like why would we want it?
Like, have y'all never seen WALL-E? WALL-E basically explained what would happen. We're going to all be super overweight, like, unenthused about life. Like, it's not fun, bruh. Things can't be so convenient. Like, we need a little bit of ambience. I'm sorry. Now, maybe not traffic. I can do without that, but...
I didn't need no traffic. Fly me over.
Girl, I want to be...
put some button in my wheels.
I want to I Dream a Genie, but I'm there.
I know, that's right, girl.
And that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I'm sorry about all these These animated sounds I'm making today, I don't know what that's about. That's the Leo in me.
Yeah, Jordan is really, I'm like, it's we recording a little later than normal, and Jordan is live.
Yeah, I get loony at night. Sorry. That is basically all of my tea for this week. Yeah, so thank you, friend, coming to the fake news. Now for Ayana.
Ayana, who's in the field. No.
Holiday season! Holiday season! Holiday season!
Ooh, thank you for the intro. As Jordan said, it is the holiday season.
You play the fuck out of me. That's hilarious.
Thanksgiving is literally around the corner.
And you need to be making me some banana pudding. Thank you. I actually have a list for all my friends. It's like, what you making? Nothing.
You can make some shrimp pasta.
This girl.
That's not always right. It's some other stuff you can make too, but your first go-to will be the shrimp pasta.
Bruh.
We need to have a friends.
A friendsgiving.
We need a friendsgiving. Everybody brings
friendsgiving.
Something yummy. Right now, I'm on perfecting my sweet potato casserole recipe.
Oh.
That's what I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah. I tried a recipe. It was pretty good, but I did put too much lemon zest in it, so that was my downfall.
I want to learn how to make turkey wings. I think I can do it.
Ooh, I'm sure you can, girl. Invite me.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you, because as always. Okay.
It is the holiday season, and we are preparing our most favorite dishes. But everybody does not enjoy the holidays, y'all. Like, ooh. I mean, I do. Now, I will not lie, the holidays have been very different.
Yeah. The older we get.
At our big ages, the holidays hit different. But the holidays I still feel like the holidays are like a joyous occasion. It's for family to get together and things like that. But not everybody gets excited about like family gatherings. So recently, I just been hearing, I feel like also around the holiday, it'd be a lot of family drama. There's been several friends who called me this week or just things said at work for my coworkers that like people in their families are really just like butting heads right now. It's kind of unfortunate because it is supposed to be like a happy season, a happy occasion. But I think, I don't know, family just decide to show out during the holiday or something. I don't know, bro. It's just wild. Like, for example, the girl that I work with, she mentioned that she enjoys taking call on the holiday so she can tell her husband and his family that she is on call and busy so she can't come to the Thanksgiving, like, gathering.
That is a
tricky
one. To willingly go to work to avoid socializing, it shows. I mean, and there are introverts out there, but no, like, I do not want to be around your family.
I'm pretty sure she said she's been doing it. This is the sixth year.
Sis is on a roll. This is a tradition.
And proud about it. Talk about holiday traditions.
Oh, man. My tradition is going to work because I don't know how to be around your family. Right. Wow.
But the thing is, though, like, so she said she didn't want to be around his family, but there have
been. Did she say why?
But also, like, it's like, yeah, she did go into detail. It was a lot, though. It was kind of like, She said that they sister doesn't like her, and the sister has, like, it's a lot. I don't know.
Ooh.
And, yeah, too much drama. But she said she takes call. So, like, call is not clocking into work. It's only, like, if they call you, you have to go in.
So, sis be at home, bruh, chilling.
Yeah. She said, yeah, that's why I love working in healthcare. And they don't work in healthcare, so they don't really know.
But okay, so it sounds like her husband knows.
Yeah, her husband hit her up this year. Not hit her up, but caught her, I guess, this year or last year. And was like, so what are you doing? Like, why do you keep doing that? This has been going on for a while. And he's like, why are you doing this? But I guess he knows that they don't get along, so he's kind of like, bro, you gotta stop. Y'all gotta, you can't do this forever.
It's like, okay, but your sister need to stop. If his wife is clearly removing herself from the situation, and she's outnumbered. Think about it. When you go to your partner's family's, and I'm sorry, when it comes to cis relationships, unfortunately, the men, they get really silent when it comes to their family sometimes. Like, I really do respect the men that know, like, my family be on some BS. Like, I get it. But especially, and I don't know her, not like her ethnicity, national, you know, or her race, but especially in the Black community, these men, they be about their family, even if they are wrong. So I get it. Like, and you know, that is tough to find the person for you, fall in love, and then realize, I just do not mess with your family. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a lot.
Or like, I'm just so different from your family. Like, I don't know how to really find my footing. But to not want to call into work, it's got to be bad. Like, come on.
Sis is like, look, I'm just going to be on call. And that means I'll stay at the house. Like, she not trying to be. It's kind of funny, though, on the flip side. She uses it to her advantage. But also, they're trying to get her to take Christmas call because she signed up for it because she's Jehovah's Witness. And now she doesn't want to take it. Not work to you, but anyway.
Oh, damn. Now she don't want to take it. Oh, man.
A mess.
I'd rather work on Christmas than Thanksgiving, though. Because I feel like Christmas Day be very lackluster. Like, it's not magical. Christmas Eve is, because it's like the lead up. Okay. If Santa was real, Christmas would be popping, okay? Unfortunately, he not. So, I just mean in a sense of like, the whole idea of Santa, oh, he came last night. And, oh, wait. I'm going to have to say pause. So I'm about to be like, he ate the cookies.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus was bored, but
the cookies.
pause. But
waking up saying he ate the cookies is crazy.
Come on, wait a minute. Pause.
Oh, nah, man, I'm ready with it.
I just,
because wow,
the anticipation of Christmas used to be so fun. And I think gift giving is still a great part. Maybe because I'm not receiving, I am Santa. So maybe that's why.
I think that's what it is. The roles have changed. We don't necessarily have like kids or anything to be like, oh, I'm buying presents. So the roles have definitely changed. And I think that like now, like the stuff we may ask for, it may be small or, you know, something like that. So it's not like we are like, oh my God, coming downstairs to a big room full of whatever, or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different type of anticipation.
Yeah. Whew. So, I mean, did you have advice on that or?
So basically what I was, sorry, I brought all this up to say, I wanted to ask you, how do you prepare for the holidays and deal with like toxic family members?
Truthfully, I have never been in a position like my ex. I loved his family and I loved the holidays with them because it was so fun. Like, okay. I felt like they understood that I was an adult. And so I got to really be an adult as far as like my family. Sometimes you still feel like, what did Columbus Short say? Little nigga. Like, I still feel like I was experiencing little nigga.
Little nigga syndrome.
Yeah. And so it's like, no, I'm grown. And sometimes, you know, like my mom's side, I never forget. My mom was like, yeah, like, where are the drinks? And her cousin was like, oh, we don't drink. Like, we church people or something like that. My mom was like, dang. Like, right. And so, girl, and so they started to invite. Let me stop. Anyways, so I really don't know what I would say in that regard. I think for me, what I would do is probably is just show my face and then be like, hey, I gotta head out. And I think my partner would understand that, like, okay, I'm gonna spend a little time with your family, then I'm gonna head out. And I probably would have something planned with either friends or my own family. But yeah, that's we're just too grown to be subjecting ourselves to spaces where we feel small or irritated or judged. Like, I don't have to be here. Like, the food is not ever going to be good enough that I'm willing to be subjected to such an environment. So,
right. That's not like I'm just there to support my partner. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to leave.
But how long? Like, no, I mean, how long do you?
Not my partner.
Ooh.
How long do you what? How long do you go?
I'm just like, how? I mean, marriage is for a lifetime. So
at some point,
it's like, how long do we have to keep compromising?
Something has to change. At some point, there needs to be a change.
Either there needs to be a conversation.
Yeah. But you know, some people are not only like dealing with marriage situations, it's like their moms or their dads or people, like actual family members that they are like, ooh, who are toxic. Like, that's I think sometimes we just have to, which brings me to another thought. Like, I think that sometimes we just have to set boundaries and just you might have to miss a few events. I don't know.
I'm okay with that. I'm sorry. I'm okay with that. I'm kind of with the coworker, honestly. And let me tell you, I'm at a place now where if you make a slick comment, it's gonna get slick right back. So I'm not in a means of tussling. Queens don't fight. Let's make that clear. We don't fight. You put your hands on me. But my family is very loving on both sides. So I can't even imagine that. But
yeah,
we don't get to choose our family, unfortunately. And I think that we're told, you know, that we're supposed to do the most and be loyal. But I'm sorry, like, people should be able to hold people accountable and distance themselves as need be. Like, I'm definitely an advocate for that. Ain't no way. I'm not about to be having miserable holidays and experiences because you're not well, or you're not willing to take accountability.
Like, you just have to, right. Like, you just have to set those boundaries and move forward. Like, you cannot
keep. Because you can't change people, right?
I have a friend. Exactly. All you can do is work on you, and you make the changes that you need to make to continue, you know, doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It just breaks me. Like, I have a friend who was dealing with some toxic things from her mom. And it's like, I'm talking about her mom's calling, like, friends of hers talking mess, like, in front of her children talking mess, just toxicity at the highest level. And she told them, she's like, I'm not with no negativity, I'm not with no mess, I don't want to bicker, I don't want to argue. And recently it just all came to a head, and now she's a single mom of three, so she's having to like rearrange her life to some degree. Like, she's gonna have to change the kids' schools, like the insurance setup situation with the cars, like, she's got to change all that. Because now
she's got to fully separate herself.
Exactly. Like, she's not cutting ties, but she's just having to really separate things so that her family knows. Like, sometimes, like, parents, I feel like, have a thought process that, though, like, I'm paying it, but it's under you, they still have some level of control. And I think that may be what's happening. She feels like maybe that's what happened. So, you know, I think that's what's happening. So she's kind of just, you know, trying to, like you said, separate herself completely. Like, it's very unfortunate. Like I said, all this stuff always happens around the holidays. Thanksgiving is next week. I don't even want to ask her what she's going to do, but she's done. She says she's heartbroken. So I feel bad. And I've just been praying for her. But, like, I'm just like, toxicity is at a high level.
You know what I want to say? Like, people that have to, unfortunately, have those, that are in those circumstances where they're not on the best relations with family and it being the holidays. Like, I really believe in you being super intentional about making, like, your own self-fulfilling traditions, you know? And I'm not sure if you have a circle, but whatever your tribe, or even if it's just you and maybe your kids, like whatever feels safe for you, because you deserve that. Like, I can't imagine not being able to have like positive holidays because of family. Like, that's really hard. And that is heartbreaking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that you have to be realistic about your reality. Like, I wish that I had this type of mom. I wish that I had this type of dad. Unfortunately, that's not what it is. So how can I, right, you know, how can I make this situation better for me and what I need? Because especially when it comes to parents, like parents are the reason that you're here. You know what I mean? So
yeah, mm-hmm,
them not taking the steps to grow as adults, as parents, as individuals, and them being willing to have a wedge in between you and them as their child is really on them. And I think sometimes with parents, it's tricky because they want you to be the one to mend the relationship and to bow down because they're your parent. But it's like, I didn't ask to be here. That was solely on you. And I don't owe you anything, you know, because you as my parent did what you were supposed to do. And if you feel like that was the task that you were ready for, that's not my fault. You know what I mean? So I'm blessed I don't have parents that think that way. And I'm very respectful to my parents and appreciative for the sacrifices they made. I can only imagine them throwing in my face all the time, like, I did this for you, I did that for you. Like, what?
Yeah. I had a friend recently tell me her mom has said that to her, like, all the stuff I did for you and you, blah, 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 blah. I was like,
and it's like, if you do anything for anybody, you are not supposed to. Now, sometimes people do forget and need a little reminder.
Reminder. Refresher.
But come on now,
I do get that, but you don't get to throw it up in my face as if.
Like, yeah.
Why are you throwing it up in my
face? As a punishment, you know, as a. Yeah. You know, as something to hold against me. Like, because how will I ever be able to repay you for being a parent when I'm the child? Like, I mean,
it's, and I do know to some degree there's like a way, like, of course, you honor your mom. Your
yeah, dad, I can honor you, but
you have respect for them. But like, you at some point, you were just like, we're all adults at some point.
And I've had this conversation with a cousin of mine, like, you're going to have to eventually, like, I have a cousin who, like, I'm like, her mom is one of my faves, like, and unfortunately she's like the only child. And so I don't know if you've ever felt that, Yance, have you ever felt like an enormous sense of expectation put on you by your parents?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, and I will say, my cousin, like, her parents are not together. So mine really did have to step up in a way. And, mm-hmm, but constantly, like, throws that up in her face. And it's like, she's worked really hard to get herself to where she is. But my aunt feels like this entitlement, and, you know, she would come to me and some of my other cousins and just be like, hey, what do I, you know, just want an event. And I'm like, I think every person has that point with their parents. Some maybe later in life where you just have to keep a G and just like, mom or dad, like, this is me, this is what I'm going to be. Some people are super lucky where their parents just get it and like are super accepting. But that's not everybody's case. So,
right. Yeah, that's true. It's just a sticky situation.
Yeah.
And it's so uncomfortable, but we just gotta get past that uncomfortableness. And like we said, for holidays, create your own traditions.
Yeah.
You really have to take care of you first.
Because there's a whole,
you have to take care of you first.
There's a whole wonderland and dream world that's made around holidays that puts the expectations really high. You know, the commercials, the music, the propaganda. Yeah. So it's like, I just really, it's just unfortunate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you have like kids and their grandparents, your parents are like spewing, like you went through this when you were a child and now your parents are children. Exactly. I think that's what's really making her be like, okay, no, like you're not going to do my thing what you did me.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So it's a cycle. So you know, it's just like.
Parents that don't take accountability, you got to be. That's because that child really has to realize that this parent is not going to change and they have to accept it and swallow it. And then they have to also break whatever generational curse is there to not be who their parent was. You know what I mean? That's a lot. And I really I really commend and hats off to the people that are, you know, taking the steps to be better, even though they weren't given better. Mm. And just know that you matter and your impact will be felt. Blessings to you for choosing to be the different path and provide that light. Because that's hard. Seriously. I cannot imagine.
I want to switch gears completely now.
Okay.
I was thinking, this is, like I said, I'm completely switching gears here, okay? But the biggest question that I've been thinking about lately, although this is not my situation, but I do have some friends in situations like these. I wish everyone the best.
It's a disclaimer for me.
Yeah. At what point is... Okay, there's no other way to say this. Okay, at what point do we stop having friends with benefits? Does that ever stop? If you're single, are you able to just always tap into that kind of... I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody.
You know what?
How I'm trying to come off. But I just feel like...
Some people are not good at being single.
When are we going to stop...
Like being single, and I don't think that I don't think there's a manual to being single, but what I mean literally, like some people do not do well. Like they really need validation, companionship, and so they're gonna get it how they need to get it until it comes in the way they may feel like they deserve it. Like in the meantime, it's like, look, I got needs, and this is what it's gonna be, and. They may psych or convince themselves that they want it, even though, you know what I'm saying, they want more. But I don't think that ends. Like, people be grown. When I say grown, I mean like grandpa, grandma. Still in cahoots.
It's the cahoots for me.
Don't you know that one song?
I think
my side piece. I hate that song.
My side piece.
I do not like that song. You're not getting one stanky leg from me. Stop.
It's great.
Outrageous.
I feel like, I guess, okay, ultimately the answer to the question, I feel like there's no age limit to friends with benefits. Because it's your body, you do as you please. Whatever situation you want to be in, you're able to do that. But my problem is that you keep getting caught up thinking this is going to turn into more. It's not.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That was, guys, that was like getting a wax and them taking the strip off. and you not ready. But now you're sitting here and you're like, thank you. Thank you, Jans, for ripping off that bandage. It's real.
I just feel like there's really rules to that game. I'm not saying it's a game. I don't know.
You can't fall in love with
anybody. But no, you can. But I just feel like I want everybody to be on the same page. This is why I cannot do friends with benefits. Because
it's very rare that two people are on the same page. Yeah.
Don't be mistaken. Feelings will grow. If you keep doing those kind of, like, feelings will grow. Unless,
especially if they're in a relationship for real, and they still love that person, they're not leaving.
Side piece.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're both single.
Oh, like this person has like a phobia of like commitment. And yeah, there's no way of convincing someone out of that.
Or
it don't matter how great you throw it back. It don't matter how good you cook. Like, you cannot convince somebody to commit. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. You literally have to walk away and stand on business.
Jordan, you've been standing on business all weekend.
I really ain't standing on business. So, like, let me not tell y'all. Like, I'm trying, but it get hard.
Jordan is standing on business all week. No, I don't know. I just feel like we keep, there's always a cycle. Like, every couple years or every couple months, I got somebody who was like, yeah, but we said we would blah, 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 blah. Or we not supposed to, like, and then it's just like, none of it makes sense to me. It don't make sense to them. Why are you doing it?
What do you, in that moment, do you kind of like say it back to them? And then what do they say? Like, cause it's just
I try to reiterate it. I'm like, so you're saying, and I repeat what they said, or either I say, well, I remember you told me about this a couple weeks ago and you said, so I try to ring a bell, but it don't really
work. Because
maybe I'm on a rant right now because I'm just like, I just keep, like, for example, if you're friends with benefits, you're just somebody you just having a good time with, I don't necessarily feel like, if we talk about rules to the game, I don't necessarily feel like you buy them presents.
Oh, no. No, that's probably not a good idea. Especially if it's something, they can wear, baby, they might be wearing that with another girl.
Oh, speaking of wearing, you know, there's these like thongs on Instagram that you can put your significant other's names on the back. Have you seen those on Instagram?
No.
Oh. Maybe it's my algorithm. Oops.
That's not in my algorithm at all, sis. I ain't even got Kim K in my algorithms with her line. Skims.
Same. Well, there are some panties you can get with your significant other's name on the bag. That is not for friends with benefits. But I think the confusion comes because these friends with benefits, like, are doing relationship things. They kind of do relationship stuff. They kind of don't. So, I don't know. I just think I'm ranting because I'm kind of just like, I can't help you anymore. I can't give you any advice. All I'm here to do is listen.
You know, because that is the enemy. That confusion, that you flirting with me, you telling me things, and then, oh, you ghost, on hear from you for a minute. That's that, like, reel it in. That's that bait. That's that, like, that tug of war. It's like an excitement. It's like a game. Eventually, people are going to get tired of that.
What I don't like is the control aspect.
The control as in?
Like, you, like, for example, if I'm the one leading this, it's like, oh, when I say go, we go. When I don't say go, we don't go. Like, I have this control. Like, it's on my terms.
Oh, no.
So it's like,
it's supposed to be. So it's like, when you hit me up, I'm supposed to just wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, no.
When you say jump, I say how high.
Oh, no. No. No.
Yeah.
That's tough, though.
I feel like you, in the end, you playing yourself, especially if you get admitted.
You are playing yourself. Like, yeah, you said one thing,
but then y'all are doing something else, and then he's still not even doing.
That's what I'm saying. Those situations are literally like a roller coaster. When it's high, it's high. Adrenaline's going, like, heat of the moment. Those situations really thrive on, like, dopamine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then when the rush is gone and reality sets in, it's like sickening, like devastating, like you feel stupid. And
because when you realize what you're putting yourself through, it's like, why? Like, this is not what
I feel like people have to go through that sometimes, but People don't protect their bodies or their hearts. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, but that is why so many people out here, yes, that's why so many people are out here are scared. And like, there's so much commitment phobia on like both ends, is because people have been hurt and they have their guard up at the same time. And it's like, either you gotta be all in or not. This, we in, we out. That just, no.
Yeah.
It's not giving what we need. It's not giving what you need, Queen. I'm telling you, like.
Yeah. It's different if we're both on the same page. The problem is that most of the time y'all are not on the same page.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, my best friend was in a situation ship and got married. It's not always. It depends on who you're in a situationship with, though. It has to be somebody that respects you. If they don't respect you, it's going to show in the situationship. So if there's no respect in that, how do you think it's going to go further to commitment? It's still going to be disrespectful. Do you want that? Foundation is everything. So we don't want to start off rocky. We all know about the three little pigs and a wolf, nigga. Do you want your house to be brick or straw? Come on.
Hold on, Jordan. Wow. Wow. What is that? An old tale? That's not a fairy tale. What is
a
that
folk word? Tale.
It's a folk tale, yes.
And that's all, folks. Seriously. Like, that's all y'all need. That's bottom line. Bro, these lessons have already been taught to us. Like, y'all are supposed to really, like, take it in. Come on now. Come on. Where my 90s babies at? Like, yo.
Sit with it. Sit with it.
Let it marinate.
We're here.
You know what's also hard, Yans, is being that friend to listen. Being that friend that is having to hear your friends fumble over and over again. That takes a skill. That takes patience. And it takes a grace. Because I remember in my 20s having a friend that was like that. She just was like, she was like a serial lover. Like, it seemed like everyone she was with, she was in love with. And I was just like, sis.
Yeah.
Look at me in my eye. No. Look at me in my eye. But it's like, you could not tell her shiz. She was not listening. And so
I learned you can't tell people anything about relationships. Like, when they in it, they in it. You can't tell them anything because what it's going to do is
I learned that a hard being a supportive way, friend
the wrong way.
When your friend is on the foolery.
It's been years.
It's been years. Never going back. Okay. Bada bing, bada boom.
Shout out to the listening. Oh! I'm sorry. Shout out to the strong friends. Shout out to the listening friends. Shout out to the supportive friends who even support you through your foolery and still tell you the truth and you still do otherwise. You know what? It's out of my hands, guys.
And even though I want to yank you up and shake some sense into you.
Bite in the lip. Yoke you.
Ooh. Real bad. Real bad. Shirt ripped.
Shirt ripped? Oh, he ate the cookies.
Oh, come on. We forgot all about that.
No, we did it.
How you gonna play me like that? Wow, I'm glad we can have some laughter. And this is what you do at the end of tragedy. You laugh. Oh, God.
Oh.
Woo!
It's time.
It's time.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening to another episode. Please walk into the holiday season with your pimp walk. You know, why not? And please have the confidence intact. Don't make no holiday mistakes, please. Because holiday mistakes make Scorpios. No shade. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Slayed all the Scorpios.
I was just like, and I actually have no shade. Like, Mariah's a Scorpio. I love Mariah. I don't believe in.
Brianna, text her back.
I always forget to text back. I feel like I also supposed to text him back too.
Sorry.
Anyways, love you guys and thanks for tuning in.
Always. We love you so much. And you know, if you get a moment, don't forget to dial in and leave us a message. 470-713-5997. We'll be waiting to hear you. We love you. Bye.
Bye.